goes really, really deep in me is generosity. And my mom would never withhold anything from anyone if they needed something, never. And I know some of you guys were probably a benefactor of some of that. And she taught us. And I remember one Sunday, we had had a guest speaker, and Mom had made beef stew. And we came home, and people just came. They just kept coming and coming. And Mom was saying, I don't know how we're going to feed all these people. But I remember after it was all over, we never ran out of food. You know, and my mom really believed that God would provide. And you know what? She taught me that, and I believe that with my whole heart. And I never want to have a closed hand to anybody, because you don't know whether it's a material gift or whether it's your time, just whether it's something that you just really feel like you need to give somebody. It's important. It's important to do it. And so God wants us all to live with a generous heart and a generous mind, and not to close ourselves off to the needs that are out there. Interestingly enough, I've been going through the book of Luke, and the chapter I'm in is in Luke 6, and I would encourage you to all go back and read it, because right now, in these times that we're living in, it's something we all need to remind ourselves, the teachings of Jesus and the Beatitudes, and what he expects of us. And that's where I got the scripture in Luke 6, 38. He says, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to use. It's important that you give. God's going to bless you. Don't be afraid to give. He doesn't want us just to give out of our abundance. He wants us to give till it hurts sometimes. Just keep that in mind. And remember, Mom, when you think about that. If y'all could stand, we're going to sing, I know there's no, I didn't see any hymnals around, so I'm sorry, but we're going to sing Blessed Assurance, and it's on page 255 if you have it. We're just going to do the first and the third verse.
Blessed assurance,
this is my
blessed assurance, mine, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
And on the last verse,
perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting, I'm looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
You may be seated.
Hello. I'll be reading Audrey Wilson's obituary. Audrey Wilson, 93, passed away peacefully on February 20th, 2025, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Born on July 16th, 1931, in Pike County, Ohio, she lived a life devoted to faith, family, and service. Audrey was a woman of deep faith who dedicated her life to serving others. as the devoted wife of Pastor Eddie Wilson. She worked tirelessly alongside him in the ministry, offering her time and her talent to support their shared mission. She was known for her generosity and unwavering willingness to meet the needs of those around her. Her home was always open to those seeking spiritual renewal, and she found great joy in welcoming and encouraging others. A gifted musician, Audrey had an extraordinary ability to play instruments, any instrument she picked up. She spent her life sharing this talent by playing the organ and piano for worship services at church. Music was not just a skill, but a form of worship for her, one that enriched her, both her own faith and the lives of those who heard her play. Audrey also had a deep love for reading, particularly the Bible and spiritually inspiring books. Her faith guided every aspect of her life, shaping her into a source of wisdom and comfort for those around her. She embraced hospitality with enthusiasm, finding joy in entertaining guests and creating a warm environment where people felt welcome and loved. Above all else, Audrey cherished her family. She raised two daughters with love and devotion, and later poured that same care into her grandchildren. Watching them grow brought her immense happiness, and she remained actively involved in their lives. She is survived by her daughter Susan, Daryl Holden, and Jewel Jeff Porter, grandchildren Scott, Liz Westbrook Holden, Brian Natalia Mose Holden, Jeffrey Natalie Porter, Alexandra Jess Porter, as well as great-grandchildren Felicity, Theodore, Emmeline, Harrison, Cecilia, August Holden, and Sam, Adeline, and Clara Porter. She was preceded in death by her beloved husband, Eddie Wilson, parents Edna Hollinsworth and Frank Hayes, brother Vernon Hayes, and her sweet great-granddaughter, Eleanor Porter.
Hello, thank you all for coming today. And I just want to say I love my mom dearly. She was precious to me and my sister, but to so many others too. Like Debbie Morgan said this morning, she was a mother to all. So I think we're here to celebrate her life and to celebrate all that she gave to each of us. I had a poem that I wanted to read that her mother wrote for her, but unfortunately someone cut it out of this book, so I don't have it with me today. but I can read a poem that her mother wrote, a nice book of poems, and she wrote one for me, A Little Girl Sue, so I'll just read that one instead. Just a gingham gown and a tousled head, Daddy's shoulder, your pillow, and his lap, your bed. I wonder in all this whole wide world if there's a good daddy for every little girl. I wonder if they all have mommies too to give them a drink and find their shoe. Do they cry for food? Do they cry for love? Have they ever heard of a home above? Yes, many tonight will sleep on the ground without any daddy or mommy around. No food, no home, no clothes, no bed. Next day, another orphan girl found dead. Will you pray? Will you give? Will you send or go that all of Earth's millions our Savior may know? And she put the scripture is, therefore he said unto them, Luke 10:2.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence right now. We thank you for Sister Audrey and what she's meant to all of our lives. We ask you to bless this gathering of family and friends. And we come here really to celebrate her life because we know that she stepped through the veil of this life into life eternal. And I just ask you to bless everyone here. Let them remember all the happy things that they've had with Audrey and all of the fun times and all of the even the serious times. And we'll be most careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father, for you alone are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the Wilson family and for all the family here, the church here. I started coming to Elmwood back in early 60s. I'm from Urbana, and so there were a sister, I wouldn't even say them, and she heard Brother Wilson on the radio. And so then she'd share it with different ones up there. And so then after I got saved, I came down here, and everyone was so loving and everything. And so we drove, they didn't even have 675 then. When we came down, you had to take 70 to 4 to 75 and into Cincinnati. But I have just loved coming here, and Sister Audrey and Brother Wilson has always been so precious and so sweet to all of us, bringing forth the word, because there was a group of us came, and we used to even come back to the evening service, come down to Wednesday service before, but because they really ministered the word of God, and they really presented Christ to us and helped us in our growth. I was to read a poem that I had written because I write poetry too, for Brother Wilson, Brother Eddie, and then I made part of it also for Audrey, when he was honored here, which I couldn't find. It's in with a bunch of other poems. But I want to read this poem, and it's called Remembering Their Beautiful Song, because Audrey had a beautiful song. It said, God gives every person their own unique song. It's one that will play their entire life long. Through the love that they give and the gifts that they share, through the memories they make and the dreams that they dare. It's a song filled with beauty and day-to-day grace. It plays through until they meet God face to face. A song that is heard in the heart loud and clear. A song, if we listen, we will always still hear. What a beautiful way to celebrate them, Audrey and others, through the song that she lived, the song that you'll carry around forever in your heart. Be blessed. God bless you. Thank you.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, my Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will pass away, but there's something about that name. Can we do it one more time? Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, there's just something about that name. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, yes, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, sing it, yes. Oh, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Well, praise God. You know, Sister Audrey was definitely a praiser, and I remember when I'd come into the church on Sunday morning when I first started coming, we'd almost always end up singing the 31st verse of Isaiah the 40th chapter, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And we would always sing, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. You know, I was just thinking, I was talking with Rich back there, and I was just thinking, I probably hadn't come to church and been to church more than a couple of weeks. And I got saved at home. I didn't get saved in a church. I had a visitation of God. I got saved at home. And Audrey started coming over to me and saying, Brother Oscar, you need to come into the young people's class. And I thought, well, I really didn't want to. I was sitting in the back of the church. Didn't even want to be noticed that I was even there. And she told me, she says, you need to come in there. And I went in there, and I was telling Rich. I said, they were talking, and they were saying a few things, and I felt like, because the Lord had already been dealing with me for months before I ever came to church, and I had given my life to the Lord already, and I was sitting there, and I was about to bust if I didn't say something. And I was kind of a shy, backward type person, and I didn't like to speak, you know, out in front of people. And but anyway, I spoke up and said what I felt like the Lord was laying on my heart. And I guess it was about a week later, Sister Audrey came up to me and she said, Brother Oscar, I want you to teach that class. And I'm thinking, teach the class? I've only been here a couple of weeks. But I want you to know, Audrey had that prophetic insight on people sometimes. She saw something in me that at that point I didn't even see in myself. And, you know, I knew God had called me to do some things, but I didn't feel like I was ready to do it. And I taught the class for a couple of weeks, and I felt like, geez, I'm doing a terrible job, you know. But, you know, the kids were okay with it, and I answered some of their questions that they had and stuff like that. But, you know, then I kind of drew back from that. And then it was probably, I don't know, maybe it might have been a year or two later. I quit teaching that class, you know, because I felt insecure and inadequate to do it. And then right after that, about a year or two later, Miles came up to me one time, Miles Shepherd, and he said, "Brother Oscar," he said, "will you take my class next Sunday?" And I thought, oh, my God, here we go again. But you know what? God has a way of, he sends the right people to you at the right times. You know what I mean? And I told him, well, okay. And I thought, how in the world am I going to teach this man's class with all the deep things that he puts out there and stuff? But I started doing it, and that was God opening up the door. But you know, Audrey had seen that in me a couple years before that. She knew that God had that call on my life. And, you know, in thinking about Audrey, she's a lot of things to a lot of people. She was a mother. She was a confidant. She was an encourager. She was a lot of things. And she still is, because she's stepped through the veil into life. She stepped out of this temporary realm that we live in right now. She stepped through the veil into life. And she's one of the ones that's encouraging us to go on to perfection. And, you know, in thinking about Audrey, one time in children's church when I was teaching that, I was talking to the kids, and I had picked up this book that had the meaning of Christian meaning of people's names, you know. And I told the kids, I said, I'm gonna come in next week, and I'm going to tell you all what the Christian meaning of your name is. And when I did that, what I noticed was every one of them's personality fit that meaning of their name, you know, and I was shocked myself, but I mean, it was amazing. And a lot of times we don't even realize even our name, a lot of times it was given to us by God, yes, whether we know it or not. And I'm going to tell you the meaning of Audrey's name. The meaning of Sister Audrey's name means noble in strength, noble in strength. And that book also has a suggested lifetime scripture for you. And I'm going to read you that scripture. Psalm 133:8. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. And you know, that fit Audrey perfectly. She was bold. I mean, if she wanted to tell you something, she didn't hold back. She'd come and tell you, you know, and she was bold. But also, you know, Margaret was talking to her one time. We were over at the nursing home, and we were telling her about my mom's favorite scripture was Psalm 27, you know. And Audrey said, "Well, you want to know what my favorite scripture is?" And Margaret said, "Yeah, what is it?" And then she said it was Psalm 103. Verse 1 through 5, and I'm going to read you that scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. He forgave all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving tenderness and mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. What a tremendous scripture. And you know what? The name of this church, when I first time ever came to this church, I came with my mother when I was 9 years old, and I only came one time, and I think back then it was called Elmwood Tabernacle. And then later on it was changed to Wings of Deliverance Temple. And then later on it was changed to Wings Christian Fellowship, you know. But we couldn't get away from them wings. The wings were just there. And you know what? We sing a song, rise and soar into the sunlight rays, raising both your wings of prayer and praise. Mount like eagles higher in the sky, and you'll find things look so different as you fly. And you know, that's exactly what I feel like God called this church and all the people who've come through this church over the years, and you all sitting out there don't even begin to represent the amount of people who came through this church. There's probably been a few thousand people, if you really counted them all up, because they came and they went and they came and they went. And you know, there was a prophecy given over this church years ago about it was to be a watered garden. And you know, when I heard that prophecy, this was when we were down in the other church years and years ago, and Brother Eddie was still ministering then when that prophecy came forth. And you know what went through my mind when I heard that it was to be a watered garden was that when you go to the garden store and you see all them beautiful flowers and all them beautiful bushes and everything else, and then what you do is you see someone out there usually with a hose just watering them flowers, watering them bushes. And then what happens after that? Someone comes along, they buy one of them beautiful plants, and they take it out and they put it in their house or they put it in their yard, and it beautifies someplace else. And you know, I feel like that's part of what Brother Eddie and Audrey were called to do. They were called to create a watered garden in you. And whether you know it or not, and you're going to have a chance later on when we're eating, if anybody wants to get up and give a testimony or talk about what Audrey meant to you, you feel free to do that later on when we're eating. And, you know, we're kind of constrained with time a little bit today. But, you know, I just wanted you to know that Sister Audrey, she had that insight into people. And I was thinking, don't get me wrong when I say this, but I was thinking about Jesus when he was at the marriage supper of Cana and they ran out of wine. And his mother said to him, "They don't have any wine." And, you know, maybe she knew something that he didn't know right then at that moment, because he said, "Well, what's that to me?" But guess what? It was something to him, because it was the beginning of the miracles that he performed. And you know what? A lot of times in Sister Audrey, she's spoken into every one of you all's life over the years. I know she has, because she did into everybody that I knew. And you know, I don't care how old you get or how far you go or if you're still serving the Lord or you're not serving the Lord or whatever, God's word never returns void. And there's a scripture that says, bring a child up in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart for it. So some of you all, where God has spoken a word into your life, and maybe you haven't even, you've walked away from the Lord, or you feel like you've walked away, guess what? You're getting old. Maybe it's time for you to return unto the Lord. Now I'm going to read you a couple more scriptures here. And in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, it says, "Have you not known, or have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And like I say, we used to add on to that as we would sing it, teach me, Lord, to wait. And I know just about every Sunday that I came into church years ago, Sister Audrey would almost always play that song. And you know what? That song is so fitting, because that word wait there is a word that in the Greek, it has the meaning of to be bound together. And you take one cord and you bind it with another cord, and its strength increases by multiples. And when you bind yourself to the Lord, your strength increases mightily. You know, Psalm 16:11 says this, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures evermore." John 14:6 says this, "Jesus said unto him," he was talking to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Proverbs 12:28 says this, "In the way of righteousness is life, and the pathway thereof, in that pathway thereof, there is no death." You know, a lot of times we think of people having died. Sister Audrey didn't die. She just stepped out of that body that was falling apart on her and almost was like a prison to her in a lot of ways. And she was set free into the presence of God. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:1-9 says this, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so, being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we are in this tabernacle, do groan, being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who has given to us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be acceptable of him." Isaiah 25:8-9. "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away tears from all our faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us. And this is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." You know, when Lazarus passed away, Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Lazarus sleeps." And he said, "I go to wake him up." And they said, "Well, Lord, if he sleeps, he does well." He wasn't talking about a natural sleep. He was talking about death. And, you know, when he got there, they began to kind of fuss at Jesus and said, "Lord, if you'd been here, he'd have been all right." And you know what? He was there in spirit. And they had not come to understand yet that God was always with them no matter where they were. And Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Let me tell you what, quit talking about the last day. Because this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And you know what? You need to believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you might not receive it. But if you believe it, you'll receive it. Last scripture here is Psalm 17:15. We're going to get done a little sooner than I thought. Psalm 17:15. "As for me," this is David talking in the Old Testament, "as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." And I'm going to tell you what the scripture says. When we see him as he is, we shall be just like him. And God's purposes for man have never changed from the beginning of Genesis, where he said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, and let him have dominion." His purposes have never changed. And we have to learn to look and see Jesus and look into his face, you know. And when we look into his face, guess what we're going to see? You know, I've told this story different times, and I'll close in just a few minutes here. I've told this story different times. My sister, she had a little grandson, and that little grandson, a lot of times he'd crawl up into bed with her when he's real little and want to sleep with her, you know. And she said, one day I was laying there, and she said, I had my eyes closed. I was asleep, and I was turned on my side. And she said, I woke up, and Jerry had his nose against my nose and his forehead against my forehead. And she said, and it kind of startled me. And he was looking right in my eyes. And I had to laugh because the Lord had given me the scripture that he called us the apple of his eye. And in the Old Testament, that word apple for the eye means little man of the eye. Little man of the eye. And you know what happens when you get up real close to somebody and you look in their eyes? You know who you see? You see yourself. And I got news for you. We have to begin to see ourselves in Christ. When we see ourselves in Christ, that's when we'll begin to be changed into that very image. You know, it's time for the people in the body of Christ to wake up. You know, when Martha said to Jesus, well, he does well, or his disciples said to him, he does well, he sleeps. You know, Jesus said, I got to wake him up, he's sleeping. And you know, in Genesis, when God took Eve out of Adam, he caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. Deep sleep. And it never did say he woke him up. It doesn't say he woke him up. I've looked. I've tried to find it. And you know what? There's scripture that says, awake thou that sleepeth, and God will give you light. And you know what? Creation out there is asleep. They haven't woke up. They think that they're still in Adam. And as long as they believe that they're in Adam, they're going to act like they're in Adam. It's time for them to wake up and realize, as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall what? All be made alive. And you know what? It's time for the church to start telling people what the word really says. Not just what the traditions of the elders have said over the years, because the traditions of the elders have made the word of God of none effect. And that's what I loved about Sister Audrey. She'd say it like it is, and she'd tell you like it is. And sometimes you'd have to say, well, I don't know about that, Sister Audrey, you know. And you go and think about it, and she was right, you know what I mean? And it's time for the body of Christ to realize that whether we live or whether we, what we call death, die, we're the Lord's. And we step right over into his presence. When you leave this body, the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, the very life of you, it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God, and it wants to unite itself back to the Father. And you know, I know some of this stuff might sound kind of deep to you guys, but I want you to know it's time to wake up. It's time for us to learn that we are what God says that we are, not what the world says you are. And I've got a poem that God gave me, and then I'm going to close with this poem. Death often seems to be the very end, but in reality, it's where all things begin. We think of the loss of someone that we love, but death opens the doors of eternity above. Far above all sickness and sorrow and pain, far above confusion, with peace and love to reign. For you see, we finally meet the Savior face to face, and truly learn the wonder of his free and loving grace. And you know, if you get where you meet him face to face, then you're going to see him as he is. And guess what? You're going to be just like him. Praise God. That's all I had to share with you today. God bless you. Love, Sister Audrey. I thought, I'm not going to cry, but I did. Sometimes I feel like I'm Jeremiah, I'm weeping prophet sometimes. It's very easy for me to cry as I begin to share the word of the Lord, because it touches my heart. And I want you to know, think of Sister Audrey and all the things that she said and done for you over the years. And all, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Susan and Jewel, both, they gave up a lot of things because their mother was ministering to other people all the time. And I know there was probably many times when they would have liked to just spent a lot of time alone with their mother when they were growing up. And I'm going to tell you what, I didn't do it, but a lot of you all did out there. People used to go to their house and hang out all the time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And times when maybe you would have wanted to be alone with your mom, guess what? You had to share her with a whole lot of people. And a whole lot of people were telling her their problems, and she was praying for them, and she was ministering to them and encouraging them. And there was probably times when you wanted to be encouraged and maybe didn't get it because sometimes that's the trouble with being a minister, is that a lot of times you minister to everybody else, and sometimes your own children don't get ministered to as much as they really need to be ministered to. But I will tell you this. I look at Susan and Jewel both, and I'm so proud of them. Because they both, their lives are about helping other people. You know, I've thought of Susan so many times, and I've told her, I said, you have a tremendous ministry, because Susan used to catch new life coming into this world. Little babies, because she was catching them little babies, and buddy, they couldn't have went in no better hands than hers, because she loved God. And Jewel, she was an advocate for people. I'm telling you what, if you was in the hospital and they weren't treating you right, you was going to hear from Jewel if she knew about it. And buddy, they was going to bend her ear or bite her ear off or whatever, because she'd go right after them. My Uncle Wiley was over there when my Aunt Hazel had dialysis and stuff. And he loved Jewel. He was always talking about her. He was telling me, she just does so much for us, you know, and comes in and encourages us and everything. And I'm going to tell you what, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Praise God. Well, that's all I had to share with you today. God bless you all.
Do you think we could do that song that Oscar was talking about, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait? Ah, yes, let's try it, okay? Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees, till in your own good time, you answer my plea. Teach me not to rely on what others say, but to wait in prayer for an answer. For they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Oh, one more time. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Today.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
One more time. They that wait upon the Lord.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run. Shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
This is another song that's a really good worship song that Mom sang as she ushered her mom into heaven.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. We are standing on holy ground. We are standing
on holy ground.
And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. Standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is, Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy. Say that line one more time. We're standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for this day because it is another day that You have made. And let the body of Christ rejoice and be glad in it. So Audrey is in a place to where she's closer to You than we are. But we're as close as our next breath, saith the Lord. And we stand in Your presence, Lord. And we know that we know that we know it is well within our souls. Father, we know You. And to know You is to love You and to love other people. But Father, we just ask that You have Your way as they go to the cemetery. Lord, they're just going to go lay and open a cemetery and lay her in it. But one day, according to You, it's going to open again. All those cemeteries are going to open. And You're going to have a resurrection day. So Father, have Your way among us and through us. And I have a message for all those that are going to stay. You can go back because we bless the food in the name of Jesus. And if you want to, you can start eating. And they all said,
Amen.
About time you learned that.